Right after the end of World War I, a hit song swept the United States that reflected on the experiences of the war and pondered its effects on the American doughboys who had gone to France. It was called "How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm After They've Seen Paris." The famous 369th Infantry Regiment Band recorded it in 1919, and it became a sensation. In subsequent years, it would be a hit for several singers. There's a good chance you would recognize the melody. The song is an interesting example of how art can tackle serious subjects in a deceptively lighthearted way. In it, a wife and husband debate whether the returning American soldiers will be content to go back to the farm life from which so many of them had come. She believes that they will. "Once a farmer, always a jay," she says, "and farmers always stick to the hay." Her husband, however, disagrees and voices the first line of the chorus, which is the song's title. Then he continues, "How are you going to keep them away from Broadway? And for that matter, from the jazzin' around and painting the town they will have inevitably heard about overseas." Here, art is presenting us with a very human question. The point is that once young American soldiers, many of whom came from a relatively closed-in farming existence, cross the Atlantic and experience the different wonders of Paris, not to mention the horrors of war, they will inevitably come back changed. They will come back having experienced the world and its wider possibilities of life and expression, and will no longer be the people who left home in 1917 to make the world safe for democracy. The fact is that spending time somewhere else has the capacity to change us. It is the enemy of provincialism. It can make us look at things very differently than we did before. Travel itself, when not pursued in a defiantly insular way, can do this too. After all, our word for travel comes from the French word for hard work. We tend to forget that. It would probably not occur to many people to compare art and travel, but in a way, they have the same effect on us. They are alike in that if you engage with them deeply, they change you. Art can change us. It can shape our outlooks. It can make us see the world from other perspectives. Years ago, novelist John Williams complained that most contemporary writing of his day encourages us to be merely ourselves, to think or feel merely as we have always done. Great art doesn't let us do this. Warning: pursue the arts, and you will find yourself becoming more open-minded.